I am the chief priest of all Israel. I say that this man must be crucified.
Yes. Crucified!
Scourge him with a whip of many thorns.
Soldier, whip the prisoner. With his majesty's permission, I would have the prisoner taken into the hall called Praetorium, and there treated by my people as befits one who claims to be king, but lies.
As you wish. Scribe, while they are heaping insult upon an innocent man, send to the prison for Barabbas and bring him hither.
He even looks like a king.
Hail the king.
Your royal majesty, absolutely.
He only likes a crown.
A crown? Plait one from thorns and place it upon his head.
Ah, a crown. A crown of thorns. Bow the knee before the king, his royal majesty, Jesus of Nazareth.
Homage, I pay him.
I pay him homage, too, in this manner. The governor wishes you to bring the prisoner back to the hall of judgment.
There they stand, the two prisoners, Barabbas convicted of murder and Jesus of Nazareth. Behold him. Look at him. I brought him here that you may know I find no fault in him. Look at Barabbas. Every part of him, his expression, his bearing, his sneer, proclaims him to be a hardened ruffian. Not so with Jesus. His features express gentleness and tender pity.
How do you do it? Your back is bleeding from being scourged, your brow and face dripping blood from the crown of thorns. Yet you stand there, meek and majestic. Like a real king.
But I find no fault in him.
We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God.
Perhaps this man is a divine being. Whence art thou?
You're in for it, my friend.
You refuse to answer me? Knowest thou not, Jesus of Nazareth, that I have power to crucify thee or power to release thee?
Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin.
Oh, he means me, your majesty. That's blasphemy.
The high priest doesn't like you. That is in your favor. He doesn't like me either.
The prisoner has been mocked, scourged, spat upon. He has suffered all manner of abuses. This is punishment enough, for I find in him no fault. I shall therefore release him.
If you let this man go, you're not a friend to Caesar. Whoever proclaimeth himself a king speaketh against Caesar.
That Caiaphas doesn't give up, does he? Uh-oh. Pilate is moving to the judgment seat. There is no backing out of what he says sitting there. It will be law.
Behold your king.
Away with him. Crucify him.
Shall I crucify your king?
We have no king but Caesar.
Bring hither a basin of water. I wash my hands, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. He is in your hands.
His blood be on us and on our children.
Barabbas, you are free. Jesus, I cannot save you.
Away with him to the cross. Yeah, crucify him.
Crucify him.
A vast multitude follow Jesus from Pilate's judgment hall. When they come to the gate of Pilate's court, they stop.
Soldier, this is the heaviest cross. Give it to Jesus to bear.
He's too weak.
Do as I say.
Yes, sir.
These two lighter crosses, give them to the two companions of Barabbas.
Fallen again.
The cross is too heavy for him. Mother of my Lord, let me help you.
Place your head upon my shoulder. Then you will not see the awful things they do to your son.
Thank you, John. I am his mother. Oh, how I wish I could take all this mockery and suffering away from him. I would gladly do so.
Matthew, shall we get a little closer? Maybe we can help Jesus.
Yes, Peter, let's try. But the mob is great. I'm not sure we can.
This man is too weak to carry the cross. Will no one offer to carry it for him?
We cannot carry it, sir, for we would be defiled and unable to keep the Passover celebration.
How can anyone be so cruel to make this man carry that heavy cross?
See that man, soldier! He's so sympathetic, let him carry the cross!
The prisoner is unable to.
Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for the woe that shall come upon yourselves and upon your children.